It's a Patriots Monday here at Gillette Stadium. It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand and Andy Hart. We just spoke with Jacoby Brissett, and now without any further ado, let's get right to it. Jonathan Jones on the line, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan, do we have you?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
We got him. It's going okay. How's things going with you? Another tough loss here. You held this team to 15 points on the one hand. On the other hand, they've been averaging 11 per game. How would you assess the performance by the defense yesterday?
I figured overall it was pretty good. But there are some things we still got to clean up. Plays out there that we have to just, get better on. Stop the run better. Show up, do some more fundamental things a little bit better, but we're turning in the right direction.
Considering you were without Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers at the safety position, guys that basically play every play when they are healthy, how did you think the communication and the performance in the back end was with the backups and the guys, Marte Mapu and company, in there?
I think they stepped up. I think they did a real good job of stepping up, communicating, flying around, making plays. It's hard to replace those two guys, but they definitely did a good job of stepping up and filling in their shoes.
Considering it was a Miami Dolphins team that's operating with a backup quarterback here, they're on, I think, their third quarterback, and knowing that they have real weapons at wide receiver, what was the game plan going into this in trying to limit them? It seemed like you guys were kind of conservative, staying back. Is that accurate?
No, I think we got after him. We got after him. I wouldn't say it was conservative at all. We got after him, forced him to try to make some throws they weren't able to. But no, I definitely wouldn't say we were conservative at all. I think the guys did a good job of covering and doing exactly, what we asked for. I think our biggest thing, just as a defense, is just stopping the run and being more effective in that aspect. But, we were able to contain their, big play receivers, for the majority of the game.
With both safeties out, were you half expecting either DeMarcus or Gerard to come over to you and ask you to play safety yesterday?
I feel like I've been on paper, the backup safety here for a few years now, so I'm always prepared for that.
We've talked to you a little bit about Christian Gonzalez and how well he's played, and I know early in the year you were sort of realistic about, oh, he's still young, there's going to be some ups and downs. Seems like there's been a lot more ups than downs so far. It doesn't seem like he's missed too many opportunities to make plays, and yesterday he had that nice interception on the undercut. Does he continue to impress you kind of every week against an elite opponent?
No. I think I said in the offseason he'll be one of the best players in the league. If I recall, I think, I kind of said that in the offseason. As long as he continues to do the things that he's always done, he just has the attributes that you kind of look for, in a corner. And at the same time, he just gets better. He gets better. So nothing that he does surprises me. If you're building a corner, that's what you want it to be like, is Christian Gonzalez.
We asked Jacoby about this just a minute ago. During the broadcast, Mark Sanchez mentioned that over the course of the week, he was at practice on Friday, I think.
Yes.
It was, and he said that things looked a little discombobulated out there. There were some penalties, a lot of penalties in the game, obviously. How would you characterize the week of practice leading into this one?
I think from the aspect of what they saw was just replicating that offense, and I think any team in the league will tell you, unless you run that offense on Sundays, it's hard to get a scout team to really give you a good look of the motions, the movements, the shifts. I think they themselves had two or three illegal shifts and illegal formations, so I can imagine being on a scout team and trying to replicate an offense that a team practices every day. I think that's the hardest part, is trying to get a look from a team like that.
What is where's the locker room right now? Like, what's the mentality as a 1-4 football team with still a lot of season to play? And you've had a couple games here, especially these two home games, that really were winnable games. So where are you guys kind of at mentality-wise or confidence-wise?
Well, I think just getting better, just continuing to get better. The beauty of having such a younger team is just guys are just still hungry and still learning, and just everybody's improving on a personal level and then also as a unit and as a team. And so it's different than if you have a veteran team, that are losing. It kind of goes away. Team starts to fall apart a little bit more easily. But having, a younger team who everybody's, buying in every day, just continually fighting and trying to get better, is what I see so far.
What is the effect on the locker room with this story that obviously broke this morning about Jabril? It's one of the captains of this defense, and those are very serious allegations and accusations that have been charged against him. You're sort of a senior member of this locker room and of this defense. How does that news sort of land?
Yeah, I think everybody's just kind of let the process play out. I think that's the biggest thing that guys can do is just to sit back and let the process play out and let him handle, you know, whatever situation that he has.
We obviously don't get a chance to be on the practice field like we are in the summer. We've been told that Drake May gets approximately 30% of the reps during practice during the week. I'm assuming that means you kind of are on the other side of the ball occasionally when he is on the offense, whether it's scout team or your offense. What have you seen from Drake May through the first month plus of his career?
Just continue to get better. It's always hard to evaluate guys on the scout team because, like I said, you're not really trying to do what we do. You're trying to do, you know, what another team does, and you're trying to give the defense a good look, you know, at what someone else does. So, you know, when you're on scout team, it's not so much being your best version of you, but, you know, doing your best job to give, you know, a look to the opposite side. But he's just continuing to get better, you know, having a good confidence, just good morale, how he carries himself. He's been getting better.
Does he challenge you guys? And I mean, you mentioned Gonzalez. If you were building a corner, he kind of has all the attributes. I think a lot of people look at Drake May and say if you were building a quarterback, he might have a lot of the attributes in terms of off-platform throws, size, athletic ability, arm strength. Does he challenge you with at least those sort of physical attributes?
Yeah, I mean, he can make throws. I mean, I think that's, you know, the reason he's drafted as high as he is. He has the ability to do, you know, everything that they're looking forward to him to do, and that someday he will.
With the news, we haven't talked to you since this broke, obviously, but there was a show right here in this room that said that last week you guys, or the locker room, was on the brink of a mutiny. Do you have any reaction to that now? It's been about a week, but it was after the San Francisco game, obviously, leading into this game. How did that sort of hit the locker room, and what did you think about it?
I don't think it fazes us. I think, you know, we know who we are. We're in the locker room. We know. And I think, you know, other people might have different definitions of words that they might use, but I wouldn't associate our locker room with that.
You have a first-year head coach. You have DeMarcus Covington. Those guys are learning on the fly. That's just the reality. They haven't been in their roles before. How have you seen them maybe improve as coaches from the summer to week one to now we're heading into week six?
I think he's just trying to be consistent. I think that's one thing I can say about him. They've tried to just be consistent in how they approach every week and how they approach the team. You know, they're not very emotional to get too high or too low, and they try to be consistent. And that's one of the good things that you look forward to in having coaches.
Houston Texans coming up this weekend. I know you guys were obviously looking over the film and everything from today. Another team with a high-powered offense and a lot of good wide receivers. What's the opening strategy to go against C.J. Stroud and, you know, some of those Diggs and the rest of those guys?
Man, their offense has been electrifying. You know, from Stroud coming into this league, you know, what he was able to do last year and this year continue to build on it. They have a good receiving core, as you mentioned, you know, just guys who can do a lot of different things. And when they're healthy, they're a problem to deal with. So it'll be interesting to see if we can step up, you know, and come out with a win. I think that's, you know, our goal for this week is to go out, you know, home win, get our first win at home for the season and build off of that.
Jonathan, are you the kind of guy that takes losses home with you? Are you does it affect your mood when you lose?
Somewhat. I'm a 12 to 24 hour guy. Like, and that's in anything in life. Is I give myself some time to reflect on it, and then after that, yeah, if I can't change it, I move on from it.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, good luck next week against Houston, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
All right, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Jones, a defensive back for the Patriots, joining us here on a Patriots Monday WEEI afternoon. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Got a lot to react to there from Jones, from Brissett just a moment ago. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls right after Stiz tells you what's trending.